He began by asking each student to identify a deeply personal experience that they'd found very stressful or traumatic. He then divided the class into three groups. One would write about what was currently going on in their lives. The second would write about the details of the traumatic or stressful event. And the third would recount the facts of the experience, their feelings and emotions about it, and what impact they thought this event had had on their lives. All of the students wrote continuously for 15 minutes on four consecutive days while sitting alone in a small cubicle in the psychology building. The students took the study very seriously. Many revealed secrets that they had never told anyone. They often cried as they wrote, and many confided in the course assistants that they'd become preoccupied with these experiences. Of the 200 participants, 65 wrote about a childhood trauma. Although the death of a family member was the most frequent topic, 22% of the women and 10% of the men reported sexual trauma prior to the age of 17. The researchers asked the students about their health and were surprised how often the students spontaneously reported histories of major and minor health problems: cancer, high blood pressure, ulcers, flu, headaches, and earaches. And those who reported a traumatic sexual experience in childhood had been hospitalized an average of 1.7 days in the previous year, almost twice the rate of the others. The team then compared the number of visits to the Student Health Center participants had made during the month prior to the study to the number in the month following it. The group that had written about both the facts and the emotions related to their trauma clearly benefited the most. They had a 50% drop in doctor visits compared with the other two groups. Writing about their deepest thoughts and feelings about traumas had improved their mood and resulted in a more optimistic attitude and better physical health. When the students themselves were asked to assess the study, they focused on how it had increased their self-understanding. Some wrote, "It helped me think about what I felt during those times. I never realized how it affected me before." And, "I had to think and resolve past experiences. One result of the experiment was peace of mind. To have to write about emotions and feelings helped me understand how I felt and why." In a subsequent study, Pennebaker asked half of a group of 72 students to talk into a tape recorder about the most traumatic experience of their lives. The other half discussed their plans for the rest of the day. As they spoke, researchers monitored their physiological reactions: blood pressure, heart rate, muscle tension, and hand temperature. This study had similar results. Those who allowed themselves to feel their emotions showed significant physiological changes, both immediate and long-term. During their confessions, blood pressure, heart rate, and other autonomic functions increased, but afterward their arousal fell to levels below where they had been at the start of the study. The drop in blood pressure could still be measured 6 weeks after the experiment ended.